20 to win. One wicket required by England. Here's the last ball of the over. Flintoff bowls it to Lee. Well, he's going to get one run here as that goes away into the leg side. Probably a leg by. Jones is after it. He'll pick it up. And Lee hobbles down to the far end. I didn't see if leg by was signalled or not there.
Yes, it was.
It was. 263 for 9. 19 runs required by Australia. It began at 107 this morning. England needed two wickets. They've only managed one. Shane Warne out for 42. It's Jeff Lawson.
It's getting a bit like that.
It's cricket.
So it's Harmison to bowl, and Lee is pushing at the ball. He gets an inside edge, down to the boundary for four. The old Chinese drive. Oh, and Harmison puts his hands on his head. More frustration for the England team and their supporters. Oh, this is a nail-biter. They need 14 to tie, 15 to win. And we're really getting down to the nerve-jangly period of the game. It's hard to believe that Australia are in this position, having started the day at 8 for 175, and it looked to be mainly a formality that England would win. They can still win, obviously, but Lee has made a wonderful contribution here, and a brave one too. He's copped a few. Harmison goes up again and bowls to Lee. Lee is taken on the body by one that flicks through down the leg side. Just brushed him on the way, but that left hand must be hurting. He keeps taking it away from the bat. Now he's having a little inspection, is he? No, he's just hitching his strides and sorting himself out, but that was a very nasty blow. Almost as nasty as the one that hit him on the elbow from Flintoff, which without the protection surely would have broken his arm.
Well, you've got to look on that as a positive view of the batsman, because the pain in one area distracts you from the pain in the other area.
I like the psychology.
You can't feel two pains at once.
Oh, I don't think so.
9 for 267. 15 to win. Just one wicket for England. Will this be the ball? Harmison goes up and he bowls, and Lee's hit on the pad. He may have nicked it into his pad, maybe going down the leg side. There wasn't the tumultuous shout. He saw the ball pitched up and he thought, oh, I like that. And he was going to hit it out to the boundary at mid-wicket, but he missed. Or maybe got a little nick onto his boot.
Hey, well, I've still got to say, this is a curious field with a deep cover out. It's hard to drive a good length ball. If you bowl a good length ball, it's very hard to get hit out to deep cover. Got to stop some runs at the moment. Didn't need to stop runs the first hour this morning, but now they are like gold.
9 for 267. Harmison bowls to Lee. Lee forward, beaten outside the off stump. He's clearly a little shaken up by it all, and there's some adrenaline running out there. And now he wants a drink. Might be a painkiller.
Well, you don't need a painkiller, because that'll slow you down. Maybe just a drink to refresh you. But if you start taking painkillers, that slow your reactions down, so you don't want to do that.
Well, Freddie Flintoff had one in the boom yesterday. That seemed to sort him out.
Oh, no, I shouldn't touch that one.
And they get a run. Oh, there was the chance for England to wrap the game up. And it was Simon Jones coming in. He moved a little late. And then going forward on the uppercut stroke from Kasparovic, he got his hands under it and spilt the chance.
It would have been a great catch. Diving forward to those. About 9 inches above the ground. I mean, tough one. Very tough one.
A single. 9 for 268. 14 needed. Well, there was a moment. Now for Lee. Vaughan trying to get the field right. He's got a third man and a deep backward point. And the crowd just willing Flintoff to get this wicket. He runs in now. He bowls to Lee. Lee comes forward. He's flicked it down the leg side. It's gone for four. What are they? Run.
And a no ball as well.
And a no ball. Leg buys. They flicked it. Flicked his boot down the leg side. Okay. And it flew wide of Jones.
Five no balls.
Yes, five no balls, and it all adds up to a score of 9 for 272. Is that right, Bill? The scoreboard's getting nervous too. Now they've got it right. Three, in fact. Yeah.
I hope the scoreboard's got it right. We don't want the scoreboard making error.
So that's 9 to win. This is on an edge. Flintoff goes up and bowls again. Lee drives at this and hits it on the bounce down to mid-off. He hit that very well. He took on Flintoff and the ball flew straight to Bell, and he was thinking for a single, but it went too quickly. Now, where does Vaughan place his field in a situation like this? The game all of a sudden appears to be there for Australia to win it with just 9 required.
And another quick word from Vaughan to Flintoff, and see the third man, another slip catcher up there, third man out of there, what a catch.
Flintoff bowls, and back goes Lee, forces to the offside and gets a quick single out in front of cover. Kasparovic back on strike, 9 for 274. Just 8 runs needed. That's just a couple of boundaries.
7 for the tie.
For old Simon Jones. I hope he doesn't have nightmares over this. Well, from England's viewpoint, Flintoff can finish it off.
Yeah, I mean, James, really tough catch. Third man coming forward, the ball's low at you. It's a great catch if you take it. It's a really tough one.
We're all on the edge of our seats here. Flintoff is running in and Kasparovic comes across and he plays it well. The squirting front foot stroke, and it gets a single out to deep cover. And the other amazing thing about this is the pace of Australia's scoring. I mean, they've been under the cosh for a lot of the match because of good English bowling, very tight bowling. They've added exactly 100 today in 90 minutes of play, and we've lost about 7 or 8 minutes for various blows to fingers and arms. And now Lee, with just 7 required, is back on strike. He is 39, Kasparovic 20. Flintoff can still win the game here, maybe with this ball. He bowls to Lee. Lee forward. He's taken on the pad. Ouch! As he hobbles off towards the non-striker's end for another single. The ball wobbling away out towards square leg. 9 for 276.
Mid-off, you can't give away singles here. They get in around, put some pressure on the Australians. Get the field in, get some catches in. The game's on the line here. You can't be defensive. If they want to hit you over the head for 4 to win this game, fine. But get some people in there and take some catches, save some runs.
5 to win. Harmison bowls and he tries to turn. Maybe just pulled out of the ball, pushing down the leg side of Kasparovic. 9 for 277. And that's the joy of watching this again. It always surprises you. Well, it can surprise you. It surprises today. It surprises from the moment we arrived on Thursday morning, and then all of a sudden McGrath was out rolling his ankle on a ball. But now Australia, 4 to tie, 5 to win. Harmison bowls, pitching up, and he digs it out. That was well played. And Harmison thought he had the wicket there.
Oh, well bowled.
He puts his hands on his head because he can't quite believe that Michael Kasparovic was able to get his bat down on that Yorker at the last millisecond and keep it out of his pads and his stumps.
With the barest of inside edges. Come on, Harmy, you can bowl a slower ball, my man. It worked so well last night. Have you got the courage to bowl the slower ball here?
4 to tie, 5 to win again. Harmison bowls, and it's down the leg side, and he gets out of the way of it. Kasparovic saw the line, didn't like that, and let it go through. And there's some composure out there from the experienced Kasparovic and Brett Lee. This has been an amazing last wicket partnership, and the cue came from Shane Warne, who prior to this had added 45 precious runs with Lee.
One hit, and now the game can go anywhere. One edge, one good delivery from Steve Harmison.
Harmison goes up, and Lee chases a full toss and hits it hard to cover. Just a single out there. Harmison probably looking for a Yorker, over-pitched. And they've got the protection on the boundary out there, so it's down to 3 to win. Ty comes into the discussion now, I suppose, as a possibility.
2 to tie, 3 to win. Don't want a couple of no balls here. Run out going for the wing run, Frindle's suggesting. That would be somewhat almost fitting, I was thinking.
Now, Harmison to Kasparovic. 2 to tie, 3 to win. He goes up and bowls to him. Kasparovic is back and across. No, he says. Very calmly as he pushed the ball out to Michael Vaughan, who'd be anything but calm there on the offside. And they're running about in the field here with two slips in the gully. They've got the protection of third man, deep cover, mid-off, mid-on, a square leg, and that long leg. England striving for this last wicket. They've been doing that for a while. Harmison comes up and bowls, and Kasparovic goes back, and parries one as he caught down the leg side. There's an appeal for catch. He's out. England have won. England have won by 2 runs.
Wow, what a finish. What an incredible test match. That is astonishing stuff. And quite clearly, Steve Harmison takes the winning wicket, and Gareth Jones takes a very good catch down the leg side. What a phenomenal test match.
Amazing finish. Billy Bowden waited for a moment. And the England players are surrounding themselves and slapping each other on the back. Flintoff came over and shook Brett Lee's hand. Both the Australian batsmen just stood there, dumbfounded for a moment or two that the game could have ended like that. They got so close. It would have been a miraculous win. And at the death, Harmison has produced a lifting ball down the leg side that's brushed Kasparovic's glove. Jones has taken the catch. England have levelled the series in the most dramatic fashion here. They've won the test match by just 2 runs. Australia all out for 279. The crowd, of course, in days gone by, they would have swarmed onto the field to congratulate their team. And now it's the players who are clapping the crowd for their support here in a marvellous test match. Brett Lee is getting the applause and the support of his teammates as he comes off a courageous innings that got Australia so close. One of the great test matches has ended in a nail-biting and, I think, for England, a very relieved victory here, as Australia got within a whisker of stealing the game. 2 runs, the final margin here. The England and Australian teams out there exchanging handshakes, and the umpires too involved in all of that, with Australia after 279. Very close to the game in Melbourne 20 years ago, which was a 3-run win. And this one was just 2 runs.